Gig economy businesses like Uber have made billions thanks to drivers who aren't classified as employees. But now a new law in California wants to change that, forcing the transport company and similar outfits to treat the contract workers as employees. This week, a US federal judge rejected a move by Uber and the Postmates courier service to prevent the legislation from coming into effect. Our technology reporter here at the ABC, Ariel Bogle, is with me. Hi, Ariel.
Morning, Fran.
So what is the law set out to achieve?
So this law is actually a reaction to a court case, a Supreme Court case in California called Dynamex, which found that many more workers, contract workers, should be considered as employees, and actually came up with a sort of three-part test. Workers are employees if the company cannot prove that they're free to perform their services without control or direction from the company, that the worker is performing work tasks that are outside the usual course of the company's business activities, and a few other things. Basically, it's challenging a lot of these business models, not just gig economy businesses like we think of them, Uber, Lyft, Postmates, as you mentioned, but just in general, the freelancer economy, which has just boomed here in Australia, but also in the United States in recent years.
So things like AirTucker, that kind of thing?
Yes, it would challenge potentially things like that.
So I understand some freelance writers are against it. Is that for that reason? How would it affect them?
Well, that's what's complicated, because it is a new step and California is a bit out in front of the rest of the United States and the rest of the world for that matter.
Plenty of freelance writers in California.
Absolutely. So at the moment, the law contains a test that says that if writers or photographers as well have created more than 35 published works for a publisher, they must be treated as an employee, which means they'd get Social Security, Medicare, workers' comp, things like that. And a lot of freelance writers are saying that they are being dropped from publishers that might be based in New York or based elsewhere because those businesses don't want to treat them as employees after 35 published works. And in fact, the politician in California who's involved in writing this law says she recognises this might be a problem and they're going to address it.
Okay. In Australia, unions have argued that some gig economy workers should be employees. Do you think we're likely to see a law like this here?
Well, I think it's still a pretty complex situation here in Australia. So in 2019, the Fair Work Ombudsman suggested that Uber did not have a traditional employment relationship with its drivers. That was to the dismay of the Transport Workers Union, which has been very vocal about this issue. But to complicate matters, when we look at another sort of gig economy business, Fedora, that was a food delivery service people came by on their bikes or by car, it pulled out of Australia back in 2018, and at the time the administrators admitted workers were underpaid and they owed millions to workers. So I think this is very much an unsettled area of law in Australia, and we can probably expect to see plenty more legal action in years to come.
Okay. Along with the gig economy, or separate to it, but also burgeoning podcasts, big business, music streaming giant Spotify is reportedly paying close to $200 million for the sport and entertainment company The Ringer. Why?
Well, very interesting question, and I find it fascinating, all these moves in podcast land. So The Ringer is created by Bill Simmons. He's a big sports personality in the United States. It's a podcast network and media outlet that covers pop culture and sport for the most part. So this is a pretty large amount of cash that Spotify is splashing out here. And I think it's interesting because we have to recognize Spotify is a venture capital company. It actually is not profitable yet, and it must see that podcasts are a potential way to reach that profit. I think you can certainly sell ads against podcasts. And in recent years, it's bought plenty of other podcast outfits, including Gimlet, which a lot of listeners might know as the home of Reply All and other famous sort of tech podcasts.
Okay. All right. Ariel, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.